When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Alright, cheers, lads. Cheers. We're drinking Coca-Cola, by the way. This is only Coca-Cola. Here we go. Alright, here we go.
Care to explain what the smelling salts are? Oh.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another NA5 podcast. This is your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z, and to my motherfucking right, bro, it is the return. Here we go. It's the fucking return of my boy Jacob, bro. Our virgin or not so virgin anymore. Here we go.
We'll
find out soon, bro. And to the right of him, bro, is the lovely co-host, Austin, 6'3", 175 pounds, 5'3" at your local Waffle House, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. All
right, here we go. We're fucking back, bro. Yo, let's
that's a tough place to start out your fighting career, man.
Waffle House, bro. Well, we started our fighting career at Buffalo House, bro. Little do they know about that shit, bro. Buffalo House right next
to
Burnt.
Y'all scrapping at Buffalo.
Dude, I started like a little mini fighting league, bro. Really? It all started with Anna and Valerie, bro. If y'all are in the chat and y'all know this, bro, let me know. Somebody said Jesus Christ is Lord. Whatever y'all think, hey, here we go. So, bro, there's two girls fighting over one man. Should we name drop the man?
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
It was Johnny Garcia, bro.
Okay, the last name was crazy. I was not going to say the last name.
Dude,
Full Gov is
full
insane.
Full Gov name. Here we go, bro.
My roommate, Jacob, do you know?
Really?
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny upstairs.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
okay.
So now imagine two girls fighting over this man.
Yeah,
bro.
That is insanity.
In high school. Yo, that and then so I was friends with both of them, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was over here instigating, bro. I was like, yo, dude, she's talking shit over there, bro. I think she said she wants to meet you at Buffalo House. Meanwhile, and then I was telling the other girl the same thing.
Oh,
meanwhile, neither
gosh,
of them said anything, bro.
Bro, what?
Neither
it was you?
It was me, bro. It was me. And look, I was like, yo, she said she's going to be at Buffalo House at this time after school. And I told the other girl, and then she was like, yeah, fuck it. Tell her I'll be there. Type shit. Bro, after school, there was a whole fucking caravan of people. Like, I'm talking like...
Did they tell people to
15,
pull up?
Yeah, other people. Oh, as the word started spreading, bro. 15 people deep, all walking like to Buffalo House at the same time, bro. You know that road like to go to Buffalo House? Bro, everybody was walking together, bro. Here we go. There we go. That's what I'm saying. Everybody in the chat that knows the local Buffalo House right next to Berkmar, bro, this one's for you, bro. So listen, everybody started walking, right? And we get there, and then it was kind of awkward at first. Nobody really wanted to say anything, but then, like, the girls started talking to each other, and they just literally, I thought that they were gonna, so the original plan was for them to box. I have
you
brought boxing.
Gloves?
Yeah, we brought
That's
gloves.
That's insane.
I did not see this coming, bro. They started, like, talking, and Anor just started swinging, bro. Just started swinging pure fists, bro. That shit was
insane.
It was
on site?
On site, bro. And I was like, no, this wasn't supposed to happen, bro. But then they started scrapping. And ever since that day, bro, after that day, people, every time you wanted to go to Buffalo House and call somebody out, just go there, bro. We got gloves. I got so many videos of people, like,
so cool.
Scrapping at Buffalo House,
Dang,
bro.
Yeah, my school, well, wait, y'all went to
we
Buffalo,
went to the same
right?
school,
yeah.
bro, Berkmar.
Berkmar started some, at least during my year, they started, like, there's some stupid little fight. Like, they would just put fights on, like, every weekend, and it would be, like, random kids just fighting each other.
They're just setting up fights and shit,
yeah,
like, in the bathrooms or, like, somewhere random?
They would go to, like, parks or something, but
that's what I'm saying,
I think they
bro.
Finally got, like, shut down because some idiot brought a gun.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. No, I mean, they didn't pull it or nothing, but it was just there, so that was enough to get everyone out.
Yeah. Stupid okay, kids. So, listen, did we do anything lit last episode? And I know that we did because Austin's over there rethinking his decisions, bro. After last podcast, right? You know, they were sipping. They were getting lit. The vibes were up. The vibes are always up after we do any of these podcasts. What a throwback, Cisco said. That's what I'm saying, bro. I know y'all know those Buffalo House days. Bro. He was there, I think. Yo, I think I might have been there. Dude, that's hilarious. Yeah, after the podcast last time, the vibes were lit. They were like, yo, we got to go out. They weren't even planning. They weren't even planning going out. They were like, nah, we ain't trying to go out. But after the pod, like,
the vibes were just
up. Yeah.
And Emily was just making some bomb-ass drinks. I was feeling, dude, I want to go out.
Yeah, you got to capitalize on that.
Brian was like, let's go to Moondogs. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not trying to go to Moondogs. I'm trying to go somewhere else, somewhere besides Moondogs. We ended up going to TNG, right? So it's me, Brian, Emily, and two of Emily's cousins. One of them can't speak English, and the other one can't.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm
saying. That's a team you need. Now, we get there pretty early. We get there, like, 11:30.
Yo, speak of the devil, bro. Emily and Brian both in the chat right now. That's what I'm saying. Yo, we live in the night, bro. And if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, And 85 podcast on YouTube, bro. Hit that like button right there.
As much as I can remember. But we get there early and it's dead. It was kind of raining a little bit, so there was no line, so that was like good. But at the same time, we get there, it's dead. There's not a lot of people in there. And it kind of sucks on my part because I was the one that suggested it. I was like, let's go. TNG is always lit. No one's there. Damn. I'm like, damn, bro. And I just made everyone pay
$20. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's expensive, bro. It's expensive.
I just made everyone pay $20, dude. And
just for entrance?
Yeah, just for the entrance,
bro. Sometimes it's 40.
Yeah, on specific occasions, it's 40. But so I was like, yeah, if this is dead, like, we'll just go to Havana. So like, let's give some time. Let's go. Let's wait an hour or so. And yes, time went on. It got packed. Mm-hmm. It got packed. Mm-hmm. So it was good because we were at the bar. So it's hard to get to the bar when it's packed. So we already had our spots, you know, secured type shit. So the only way to get rid of that, you know, that deadness is to drink.
Yeah.
Just drink.
Because that point, you could just have a good time by yourself. You don't even need.
Yeah. You don't need nobody. Honestly, you can, you know, dance like no one's watching. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
But then it got packed.
Emily said, talk about the girl who stuck with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get to that.
Chronological.
I'll get to that.
Okay, little sip. Okay.
Little sip. So, yeah, I got hella faded and I saw an old friend of mine. You know who it was? It was Anna. I was like, what?
Okay.
I was like, Anna, what are you doing here, brother? Like, I haven't seen her in ages because she had like a man at the time. So that's why we wouldn't really hang out. Understandably so. And I was like, oh my God. It's so great to see you. Like, I was already fucked up. I was like, oh my God. I just kept hugging her. I was like, oh my God, it's so great to see you. What are you doing? I was like, I'm so sorry about your dog because her dog passed away. No. And, oh, wait, you can relate to that. Yeah. I'm sorry to bring that up again. His dog died as well.
Fuck, brother. Let's do it again.
A double whammy.
I miss my puppers.
But I think she had come with someone, like with a dude. And I was like, yo, you're not finna go back with your guy friend or whatever? He's like, nah, fuck that, dude. And she just...
Oh,
and
so that's what I'm saying.
And she had to come back with us.
Hell yeah.
So we were getting late. You know, we got a little circle going. And, dude, I was busting out the dance moves.
That's what I'm saying.
I was busting out the dance
moves. Let's go. What were some of them,
remember
bro?
This, but...
Yo, Anna, I want to see some of them. Let's go, the bro.
Worm. Anna had told me...
Let's go. Let's see. What was it looking like, bro?
Dude, I can't show you right now. But okay. You I had my... I had my hands on the floor.
Oh.
Both hands on the floor. I made Emily, shout out to you, Emily, hold shout my legs. Emily. I made her hold my legs. So, you know, she like was holding me like a wheelbarrow, basically.
Oh, wheelbarrow with a classic. Okay, here we go.
I don't know how because there was no space. It was hella packed. It was
so
hella packed.
So you just threw the legs up in the air and hope she caught it, bro.
I think she did very well for the most part.
Yo, Emily's strong, bro.
I don't know if it was that.
Here. They should have been paying you to watch that.
Bro, oh God. I don't know if it was that.
Money for this side.
I don't know if it was that particular dance move or it was a different one. But I just remember falling, like, face plant on
the
ground.
Yeah, so Emily in the chat said, haha, oh my God, he face planted, bro.
Oh, okay, it was that one.
Yo,
it was that
Brian
one.
With the galaxy, bro. Shout out my boy Brian. Here we go. Hold on, let's get this. Holy shit, bro. Thank you. Now the number one gifter. Brian said, where we at tonight, though?
Oh,
and my brother
Lord.
Daniel said, Havana. Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying,
yo, Havana
bro.
Havana sounds nice. I'm not going to hold you.
Hey, my man right here. Mid-time. Hey, Brian, thank you for the fucking cap, bro. He sent me a cap. That's what I'm saying, bro.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I face planted, and I just stood there for, like, a second. I could just feel everybody, like, picking me up. Yo, get up, bro. Get up. Everyone was just holding me back. So, when I got up, guess what I did? The revive. I got up. I was like,
oh, yay. That's what I'm saying, bro.
No, dude, that shit was crazy. I love that dance move because you can involve everybody.
You can take the vibes from 0 to 100 real quick. It's a good playoff.
Everyone can just go like this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just, you know.
You have the whole, like, Eminem, bro, 8 Mile. You got everybody in the club going fucking.
Yeah. You got everybody lit type shit. Now, I don't know if it's because I've been going. Yeah, you know what? It is. It's because I've been going to the gym lately, dude.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, bro. The big dick in the room. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's because I've been going to the gym.
Oh, the big dick in the room.
Where I feel like, and also the alcohol, right? I feel like, I was like, yeah, I could be everybody's ass in here. Like, oh my
yo,
God.
Yo, with your chest out like, no. Yo.
Dude, this is the night I get into a fight. Once the dancing calmed down, then the intrusive thoughts kick in.
Then the David Goggins mentality comes in. Like,
yo, David Goggins over here, bro.
Yeah, you're just a bitch.
Yo, Emily said, let's go. Ooh. They want to go to Havana.
That's a possibility, dude. I'm slick down.
This was last night?
Last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, this
was not this Saturday past? Or not? Today's Saturday.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
She said Havana or the battery, Austin.
Ooh. Dude, the battery sounds even better.
The battery sounds even better. He said, let's go. Okay, here we go.
So, an example for that, me being quote unquote tough. So people are trying to pass by, right? Because it's packed or whatever. But like some people, like they you know, they kind of like brush up on you a little bit too much. And I'm just like, I'm just pushing them like
are
out
they,
the way.
Are
I'm
they
like,
really, bro?
I'm like, back up. Maybe, yo, maybe
go over here, they, Junior.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe keep like, maybe I did push a little aggressive, but he looks back. He's like kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, bro, like, keep walking, bro. Like,
yo, this is what I'm
saying. You don't want
crazy.
None of this.
I was like, bro,
bro,
keep walking, bro.
You don't want that.
And that's what he was doing. He was like me mugging, but he was walking. He wasn't coming, like, he was walking away.
See, that's the fucking thing. You gotta act with complete confidence. When you stand on business, stand on business.
And
bro.
I was. It was the alcohol. It was, you know, the fresh pump I had that day.
They're probably like, yo, this guy can't beat my ass. Cause look at me and look at him. Dude. He must have some kind of jujitsu fucking.
It really
training.
Is superpower, bro.
And dude, like her, Emily's like cousin, the one that doesn't speak Spanish. He's a cool ass dude, man. Cause I was just cooking him the whole night. Cause I always do the same thing with everybody. I'm like, yo, like, what's going on with you? Babysitting this drink, bro? What are you doing, bro? Like,
like, get to it, man.
He's like, yo, te voy, I had to say in Spanish, like, yo te voy a enseñar como aquí en Estados Unidos se toma, güey. Yo te voy a enseñar cómo se toma, güey. And I was like, he was like, yo, what's up, then? What's up, like, in Spanish? What's up, then? So we were like, ooh, chub, all right, I'll buy you one. Let's do it again. Hella faded, brother. Now we're like, locked in. Now we're
one
broke.
Through 10, that's what I'm saying. What's
now
it looking
we,
like?
We're looking, dude, I was at an 8, 9.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's a good bonding experience, brother.
Yeah, that's how I just kept cooking this shit.
Especially with our third world brethren, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they love that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then apparently your friend, Mercedes
Benz
over here.
Mercedes Benz, bro. Shout out. She listens to these, so she's probably like,
oh,
yo,
okay.
So she said, yo, this is hilarious, but let me call her out real quick, bro, because Jackie told me this story. This is hilarious. She was like, yeah, I saw Austin at Twin Groove. She was like, and we like locked eyes and everything, bro. She was like, I don't think he knows what you look like. So. Like, he doesn't know what you look like. I don't think he knew you were there. She was like, no. 100% he knew I was there. We locked eyes.
Okay.
And then, so here's Austin's perspective.
Okay,
right?
If you're listening to this, I didn't know you were there. I swear I did not know. I might have locked eyes. Maybe I thought you looked pretty. I don't know. But I did not know that was you.
That's
I
funny,
did not.
Man.
I don't recall that at all. Me personally.
All right.
But yeah, so anyways, the night ends and we're walking back to the, you know, to the parking garage. So it's our group. And then this is a group of African-Americans. We got...
oh, my.
What?
Yeah, no, yeah. I just didn't expect that. I thought you were gonna say like a group of girls or something.
No.
Dude, that's funny as well. It's not racist, you're right.
No, like, I was about to say, like, what do you mean? Okay,
no, that's funny as well.
Anyways, yeah. So it's two guys and a girl. And one of them is gay. You could tell they're gay. You could just see it. His hair was dyed, like, you just know.
Bruh.
We weren't that close. I wanna say, like, he was probably like from where I'm at, it's probably where you are. That's
okay,
where, like,
okay.
They were at. And I don't know. Maybe I'm recalling this, like, incorrectly. But this is what I recall. I'm just walking, minding my own business. And he just looks at me, the gay person, the gay guy.
And you're like, ah, shit, here we go again. Bro.
Nah, dude. Like, nah, oh, nah. Shit, this man, this I'm is a whole 180. This man just trying my shit. He's like, pussy. I was like, what?
No way.
I was like, what?
Getting tried by a gay guy.
This is scary,
I was like,
fucking territory, bro.
I was like, I'm not going to fight this guy.
He wants to wrestle.
This guy, I'm not.
He's going to get you.
I'm not going to fight this guy. And it's only because I've seen the videos on online. They can fight, bro. They can fight.
They can stand there.
They stand on business. They know how to swing, bro.
They got that gay strength,
bro. They know how to swing. But nah, I was just like, yo, like, what the fuck did you say? Like, I was like, nah, dude, I'm not even gonna give you the time of day, bro. Like, I'm gonna just keep walking because I, like, I'm not gonna waste my time. And then the dude, the guy that doesn't speak English, he was like, hey, I don't know if you understand, but he's like, ¿quiere que le parte su madre, güey? And I was like, no.
He was like, she wait.
I was like, nah, dude, he's not even worth it, bro. Like, just leave it alone, bro. It is what it is, brother.
Somebody say his gaydar never fails, bro.
That's
funny. And I was down to fight anyone, bro. Brian said.
Right?
That's what
I was
saying.
Like, I was like, nah, bro. It wasn't even worth
Emily
it,
Emily said, yeah, my cousin was trying to fight for real, bro.
I was like, yo, relax.
Leo. Shout out cousin Leo.
Yeah, Leo. And yeah, that's where my night ended. It was, for the most part, it was very fun, successful night. And man, hopefully we can have another one tonight.
That's what I'm fucking saying, bro. Yeah, go turn that bitch on, bro.
I was about to say.
Yo, how'd y'all fuck with my man's story, bro?
I haven't had a night out in a minute, man. I was supposed to.
We know why.
I was supposed to go out last night, though.
Okay.
I even went through this whole process. I had to help one of my friends he's trying to, he has to like break out of his house pretty much.
Dude, those are the best, bro. That shit is so like nerve-wracking.
But it's just funny to me because, like, you know, he's an adult.
I was about to say, how old is he?
He's still, he's 19.
Ah, yikes. So he started to break out?
But all right, he's Dominican.
Okay. You know, yeah.
I feel like that adds a little bit more context to
it. Yeah, for real. And then Dominican moms are scary as shit.
Even just like taking him out and just driving him to Home Depot to help him out, like he was nervous the whole time. Just worried about like,
I gotta get home.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know when my brother's gonna be home. He'll be tripping.
Bruh,
but nah, he literally, I helped him pick up a magnet so he could disable the sensor on the door.
No way. So like,
and he even
Y'all
sent me
see,
a video.
I hate this shit,
yeah,
bro.
He sent me a video and I was like, some Mission Impossible shit. Yeah. He was just like opening the door, putting the magnet there instantly and it wouldn't go off.
Dude, what
it's
a
so
guy.
Funny. But bro, pussy down.
Ah,
some
damn
bullshit. He said his dad got mad and then that's it.
Dude, back in high school, bro, I had this one guy that I knew that he wasn't really like my friend, but he was an acquaintance.
Like,
that was
out
cool.
Of high school though, I don't get that.
High school was awesome, bro. This is the type of shit I miss. That shit that you just said, bro, it's like...
It reminds you of it.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's such a thrill, bro. It's like a thrill. Shit you're not supposed to do, bro. Listen to this, bro. Yo, shout out Brian for sending the Dragon Crown, bro. I appreciate you. Emily said, let's go to the battery, bro. Yo, Carl, thank you for fucking being here, bro. Everybody in the fucking chat, bro, spam that like button right there, bro. Let's get it to 5,000, bro, by the end of the podcast. Here we go. Yeah. Listen to this, bro. In high school, I had this one guy, right? He wasn't my friend, but he was like an acquaintance. But he was super cool, super chill. So on this night, he hits me up. I was always up late at night, like in high school, bro. I was one of those like fucking night owls, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you hit me up on a Friday, Saturday, you're like at 3 in the morning. I'm up and I'm down for whatever. Mm-hmm. Yo, this guy hits me up at 1 in the morning. He's like, yo, I got this party to go to, bro. And I know that you lit. Yo, let's go to this fucking party, right? I was like, I'm hella down. Let's go, bro. I was like, I'll pick you up. Because he didn't drive. He's like, all right, bro, but like, you gotta help me get out of my house, though. Now, this is like Mission Impossible for real, because this man lives on the second story, bro.
No, fuck you.
Oh. It's tough, bro. It's tough. So listen.
You already know. Grab the bed sheets, tie them up. Rapunzel your way out that dude, bitch, bro.
So listen, bro. I get to this man's house, bro. So he's like, he's like, all right, I'm about to get down. So the goal is, well, not the goal. The plan was that he has a window.
Mm-hmm.
His windows like on the side of the house, so it's pretty cool. You're not out in the front where like, you know, any of the neighbors could really see. I guess like on the side they could still see, but it's not as in plain sight,
right?
You know,
yeah,
so he's like, bro,
under
I'm
the
good
cover of darkness. Yeah, yeah. So I was able to move.
We had no ladder, no tying of the sheets or nothing, bro. This man was just gonna like jump out,
swanton
bro.
Bomb out the
swanton bomb onto Umaga, bro. Here we go, wrestling 2008 style, bro.
Nacho Libre out there,
yo, for yeah, real. I was like, fuck it, bro. Let's do it. So
Bowers.
So he starts getting out. I'm like, yo, I'm here. Like, he told me to meet him on the side of the house. Like, all right, bet, I'm here. So I see him. And he's like, he opens. He's looking down. He's like, fuck, bro. He starts like panicking and shit. Bro. So I guess he hadn't done this before. I don't know. So he's like, fuck, I don't know how to do this, bro. I was like, go, bro. Like, you gotta like yell. You gotta like whisper loud.
Yeah.
Go. Dude, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, like, the more time that passes, the more I'm getting, like, anxious and nervous. I'm like, yo, at any second, anybody around the neighborhood can come see me. They think I'm trying to break in. They think I'm trying to bust out their daughter. Like, yeah, I don't know what's going on right now, bro. So, cops are about to get called on me, bro. So, listen. I'm like, yo, what you're supposed to do to break the... to minimize your fall length and your fall damage is you gotta like hang on to like your window and then drop, you know what I'm saying? So you don't like just jump straight from the window.
And then even when you drop, you gotta like roll.
Yeah, you gotta roll with the fucking fall.
You just gotta go with gravity.
Yeah. Fucking Mission Impossible style, brother. So he starts doing it. He's hanging down and he's hanging. He's like, I can't let go. He's like, I can't let go.
Can he pull back up?
I'm like, bro. So I'm like, bro, I'm gonna have to just yank him down, bro. And I'm like, bro, if you don't fucking jump, I'm gonna yank you down, bro.
And he's like, his pants, bro.
Dude, bro. And then so this man's like, I'm like, dude, just 3-2-1. It just 3-2-1. Just go. And then so he's like, all right, 3-2-1. And he just lets go and he just falls, bro. Just rolls back, bro. And he's like, he just falls all stupid, bro. I'm like, bro, this guy's a fucking moron, bro. And so we did have a good time at the party. And
was it hella loud when he fell?
Yeah, because it was quiet.
Okay, yeah.
So
he
just like fell and went straight like onto his back. And
then,
yeah, it was like a thump. Now, this is the interesting part, bro. I ended up leaving early and he ended up staying. It was that classic Austin move where he wanted to stay and I was ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so he's like, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
He was
like,
having fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was like,
I mean, and if you're sneaking out your house, you gotta have the mentality. I mean, my friend was like, oh, I want to stay up like all night and I'm not going to get home until like 5 a.m.
He's going to make it worth it, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Because they can't get out otherwise. They have to sneak out.
Now, the problem with that is if you're too fucking lit, how are you getting back in? Because usually you have to get back in the same way you got out, bro.
True.
Dude, so what this man did was actually pretty fucking genius, right? Damn. So, yo.
No ladder.
How can I be in the podcast? You can't. Sorry, bro.
Get damn. Who
Anna
was that,
Cordoba. Damn, send a fucking heart, bro. Like thank that. You so much, bro. I'm just kidding. yo, I'm just playing, Sandra. Yo, thank you for the fucking gifts, though, bro. I appreciate you. listen. Yo, we could zoom you in, though, if you really trying to get on, bro. It'll be fun. Thank you for the rose and thank you for the high bear, dude. I appreciate you.
Oh, Lord.
Listen. So what this man did was genius. So, like I said, it ended up happening. He was too lit, could not get back on the window. He probably couldn't have because there was no ladder. So what he did was genius. He waited outside his house on the steps. Now, I guess this was before Ring cameras because this was in high school. This was like 2016, 2017 type vibe. He was waiting outside his house on his front steps, and he waited there till sunrise. So usually his like dad or his mom come out, whatever, like to do who knows what, and they came out, right? And they saw him. They saw him. They're like, why are you up so early? He was like, oh, no, I'm just going through some things, you know, and I'm just wanting some fresh air and shit. And they were like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I understand. They were giving him like a whole life lesson outside while he's over here. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he had to stay up. Like, he had to stay up the whole night. He was like, yeah. Cause he was like, yeah, I've been crying.
And they didn't suspect it at all.
Nah, cause like, I guess if you're going through shit, you're crying. So he looks fucked up. Like, his like, eyes are red. So, you know what I'm saying?
He could just play it
genius
off.
Fucking playoff, by the way.
That's
yo,
insane,
if I ever snuck out, bro, let me know what y'all. Oh, she got mad. Man. She said, that's why you got 10 views. Yo, I'm so sorry, bro. Yo, yo, thank you, Anna, for the corn,
that's
bro.
So tough.
Yo, but yeah, that was pretty interesting. All right, let's get into the fucking meat of the episode, bro. While we are here, Jacob, bro, you got some updates for us?
You got some updates.
Let me know. Yes, my name is Jacob, and
what?
Go ahead, say it like on? That.
I am no longer a virgin.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm that excited, y'all. I'm that excited, please.
No longer a virgin. Let's Jacob, go. Bro. Previously Jacob the virgin, bro. Yo, tell us about it, bro.
How did you conquer or your lady?
How did I? Okay, so I have known my girl for, I've known this girl for 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay, cool.
So, I kind of wanted to go back because I think a lot of last episode I just talked about finding the right one.
Exactly.
And, like, low key, it's the right one.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So she's your girlfriend now. Yeah. You alluded
this
to it. That's fucking awesome,
official,
bro.
Official. Yeah.
Right. Okay. For
official
now.
Since for this man. Thanksgiving. Well,
don't okay. Miss since Thanksgiving. Yeah. Okay. So listen, why was she the right one? How did you know that? Like, okay, I want to pursue this girl
because I think just a consistent like. Friendship with her over the past 5 years, and I mean, like, I've known her for most of that time, and like, we've got along that entire time.
Okay, now so
it's just like it was cooking, and now like it just I don't know, it just fully developed into a natural like relationship.
So the question that I have in my head is like, why didn't it happen before? Then you said you've known this girl for 5 years and it's been cooking.
We've had like I said, you know, I've known her for 5 years, but we've had like on and offs before, where it's okay. Like,
it's so, a right person, wrong time type of thing, or
that's what it is.
Okay,
and that's
that,
how even
that
that's how she explained it, you know, when we were kind of discussing our own relationship. Cause she really funny after like right after I had asked her out, she was like, it really took you 5 years to do that. I'm like, damn.
Yo, Lalo in the chat said
Loki getting
Lalo in the chat said he dumped her before.
Nah,
oh,
tripping. Lord. Never did that. Never. Okay, well, you make it sound like that, but yeah, low key.
Maybe you just cut her off before.
No, so she was the first one to like me at first.
Okay, okay.
And she really liked me, but I wasn't ready for a relationship. So I was just like
yo,
you I'm
said,
sorry,
right
sorry,
person, wrong time.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't work out. And then after that, pretty much like the year after, I was like, fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah, I fumbled that.
Like,
fumbled the bag.
This girl is so cool. Like, I just, and I don't know, we could never get rid of each other pretty much. Like, we always had a class together. We always, I don't know, we're just around, so we're always friends.
Okay, then, so now like the beginning of things? Like, did y'all start hanging out or what happened? You hit her
she,
up?
Nah, she actually hit me up randomly, which is what I guess I would consider it like the start of us talking, like for real. And yeah, she hit me up. We went to do a paintball, I think.
Okay,
and
okay.
She lit me up low key. I'm not good at paintball. I don't know. I think I was just trying. I was trying to put strategy into it, but my team did not help me at all.
You weren't born a shooter, brother.
I was literally telling them, and they're like, no, because I don't want to rush and get hit. I was like, look, two of us push up and two people in back, like for the cover fire. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That sounds smart, right?
Yeah, tactics, bro.
Nobody wanted to join me up front in the front lines. I thought I was so smart. Anyways, I got hit instantly. She was so proud of herself, and like that was before us dating, like still, I guess, like date or interact.
Yeah,
like
good
important interaction in our relationship. Yeah. So
now I hate to be a little messy here.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's go.
I did hear. From a little birdie. Shout out to you, birdie. You're in this chat right now.
Yeah, low key.
That this girl that you're with right now used to be one of your boys. Boys girl. Now, is that true?
So, I mean, when you put it like that, I... But, okay.
I'm gonna start saying that. When you put it like that, bro.
Yeah, she was in a relationship with someone who's usually at a lot of functions that I was at. And I've known her... And then I also knew him, and they were both my friends before they eventually got
together. Who were you more friends with, though?
Not my girl.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's valid.
Valid, super valid.
Yeah, so I was always closer with her in the first place.
And he was more so, you make it seem like he was more so like an acquaintance. It was just a guy that was always at the function.
I don't text bro. I don't interact with bro like too much outside of when he's at like the functions. So,
right.
So I never saw it as like I'm going behind his back. Like, I'm still cool with him. He doesn't know about our relationship yet. Might be more drama in the future to discuss.
You have his contact info? We're about to bring him on the next podcast. Yo,
yeah, no, I
and little do you know, here we go. We're
here.
Got
him on now. Come on, dude.
This is all a trap, bro.
Nah, let me tell you something, bro. You do not owe him loyalty.
Bro.
He's an acquaintance. Like, he's just a guy that happened to be there.
But you know what's even a crazier caveat I could add to that? He works at the same place as me. And guess what? My girl also works at the same place as me.
So all three of y'all work at the same place?
Because we all got a job at the same place after high school. We were all in construction, and we all like went that route, and we all ended up going to the same company. So it's an interesting way to maneuver work now, I guess.
Holy shit! But so how is
nobody
it like-
else knows? Nobody right. else knows.
So how is that dynamic like at work,
it's
bro?
Very interesting.
Does he still try to shoot his shot at her? Like,
nah,
does
he broke up with her.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, so that's super valid.
That's super valid.
I'm approaching it, I feel like, pretty well. I don't owe bro nothing anyways. So
you have the complete green light. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a done relationship.
And yeah.
Pretty much, he broke up with her to get back with his ex. So
oh,
it's like,
God, the fucking Lord is crazy.
Feel like I hope nobody who knows watches this podcast, bro.
Boy, Lala about to start spreading, bro.
Lala, I swear to God,
Lala about to start spreading shit. He about to be messy.
Nah, yeah, but yeah, I feel like, I mean, I have no problem with
it. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody would have a problem if it was
absolutely not. Yeah. Okay. So let's get down to it,
sorry,
right?
Hold on. I was at, we're part. So yeah, in our relationship, you know, she caught feelings first. I denied it. I caught feelings afterwards, but she was in a relationship. So that was kind of like, you know, we were just friends for the most part, I guess, throughout that time. And then, yeah, he eventually broke up with her, and I didn't want to go straight away.
Slide
like,
in right away.
I'm not that type of person. At least I didn't want to be. So
yeah, for sure.
So, and if anything, like I said, she hit me up to go do paintball. And then ever since then she invited me over for Thanksgiving.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
She invited me.
That's crazy.
That's fucking, hey, that's crazy.
Family's house.
It's very like high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
But you guys were already friends. So I think, you know, she already knew you were going
to
say yes.
So, And she's not the type of person to be like, I guess, hiding her. Like, she has like a...
She's got her heart on her sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. And okay. like none of her family was weird. They were just like, oh, what's up? Like, you're a friend.
Lalo said that he got a girl already, bro. Nah, like,
But, so that was
he got a girl already. I guess he's talking about the guy. Yeah, the guy.
Wait, so that was the second time you met up. Was that Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So, well, I guess now
like second date, quote unquote.
No,
date.
we had met up at a. So during this time, I had my apartment free to myself. No parents.
Right, right. I do remember that.
This is an important part to the story because honestly, I don't think I would have put it off if I didn't have my own like place to myself to make it a personal moment. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my dad was elsewhere. That's a whole nother story, but I don't even know. That's like some family drama stuff. I don't even know.
Oh, hey, it's up to you.
So
it's up
he
to
was
you.
Somewhere
and
else.
Your dog wasn't there either. I'm so sorry. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Nah.
Oh my
yeah,
god,
crazy, bro.
Austin,
appreciate
bro.
That.
I'm sorry.
dang man,
RIP
all of that.
Yeah. What was his name again? Sorry,
Trooper.
Trooper.
Hey,
yeah, that's
hey,
trooper.
Let's drink for my boy Trooper, bro. Hey, rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace.
Golly. Anyway, so I have the house to myself, which is an important part. So I had invited her over before just to basically hang. We were just hanging, chilling, watching videos, playing games, you know, doing whatever. And so we had just been like talking consistently, and then Thanksgiving came around.
Okay.
And went over to her house. I already knew like a couple of her cousins and friends, so like some of the people that...
So you were playing games at your house, and in your mind, you did not think about losing your V-card at that time?
That wasn't my girlfriend. I guess, all right, well, see, you're going to see where I cooked at the end of this, bro.
Okay,
because,
I'm going to let you cook.
So after Thanksgiving, so I knew some of her cousins and stuff, you know, while I was there. So I already could interact with people there. So it wasn't an awkward, like,
first
interaction
time,
with
yeah,
her family. Yeah, so it was actually, like, really good. I met some of her fam. It was good. But not as, you know, anything, just as her friend.
Yeah.
And, eventually at the end of the night, she was at, you know, her auntie's house, and she didn't have a ride home. So I was like, oh, you need a ride home? She's like, yeah, sure. And it eventually turned into, oh, let's watch a movie. Oh. I was like, oh, my house is still free.
That's what I'm fucking saying,
so,
son.
We watched, oh my gosh, this movie was amazing. It was a Thanksgiving. Giving themed movie.
You watched a marathon, brother.
Oh my gosh. No, but you don't understand. It's like one of those stupid slasher movies. Or like it was called Thanksgiving. And it was about
Parody.
It was a parody. It was about like a killer turkey that like like it was such a stupid movie. It was like, you know, production probably like $20. You know, it was so fire.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yo,
we're laughing.
Lalo said, all I gotta say is Jacob and his father looking for true love. That's what I'm saying. So
my God, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy story about my pops. Oh, my pops. Anyways, I'm gonna have to ask y'all. Okay, I will bring it up a little bit, I guess. Okay. Anyways, so we watched the movie, and the entire time, you know, we're laughing, and we're already like, you know,
she's getting close a little bit.
So I'm you know what I mean? She getting a bit close. So I was like, all right, this is good. This is good motion. And then after the movie, we were just kind of laughing about it still, you know, still talking. And then I set the vibe. I put on music.
What type of music? Yeah, were we talking Waka Flocka?
I put on...
Country music? Who's playing country music in the car on the way here?
I was playing country music. I've listened to everything, though. I mean, I think I just put on my playlist and a couple bangers came on. There's this one really good song.
That's the song you were playing, brother. I know that's the song. Dude, I need the name of that song, bro.
I have that song in my playlist, bro. It probably... Hey, man, I might have... I don't think I tried to set the tone like that yet. I was just like, yo, let's vibe out to some music. And so we were just, you know, we were chilling. We were like bumping our heads. And then like, eventually our heads like lay on each other. And I'm like, okay, this has got to be it. You know what I mean? Like, I got to ask. So I was like, yo, I brought up like, I guess I brought up, because we've had a relationship for five years. So I brought up that. And I was like, I'm sorry, like, I haven't asked you. Like, I've always had the worst timing. But now's as good a time as ever. And then I asked her out. I was like, will you be my girlfriend?
Oh,
that's
I'm just saying. I cooked with that because I was like I brought up, I guess, our entire relationship. We kind of wrapped it up, you know,
with
a bow nice. And I sent it. And it was perfect. She was like,
dude, for a man that doesn't have relationship experience, you definitely cooked, bro. You read all the timings and all the signs perfectly, bro.
And honestly, it was... it's the perfect time for like me and her to have finally like tied it down. And right. It's good. It's been good so far.
During the holidays and everything. Yeah, perfect time, bro.
So
Austin would have wanted, but he didn't. Yeah.
This would have been great. Instead of a whole lot of crying this season. All right. No. So this is so as soon as you said yes, this is where you, this is where I'm assuming you guys just rip each other's clothes off.
Wait, so hold up. No. Speaking of saying yes, man. We had a question in the chat. Jacob, what would you do if she had said no?
Oh, get the fuck out of my house.
The boner would have, his meat would have got.
There is no, I'm sorry, but there is literally not a situation where she would have said, you know why? Because I learned later, earlier in the day, she was raving to her cousin about, I don't know if this boy likes me or not.
So she already
kind of had feelings. So it was kind of just like, literally perfect timing.
Okay.
Literally could not have been better timing.
She was just waiting on you. Really.
If she said no, it would have just been like, dang.
I read that shit wrong.
I would have been like, what else can I do?
Yeah, to be honest.
Like I wouldn't have even known how to react.
Okay. Now let's get right to it, brother.
Okay.
Let's get to the beginning of the fucking shit, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you want to tiptoe around some details. That's all
right. Yeah,
no, the fuck we not. So we say everything. I want positions. Okay. I want timing.
You did doggy style fries, bro. Doggy style fries, bro. The animal style.
Animal style, bro.
Hey, man, I'm not familiar with all the technique and all the terms yet, so.
Yo, I can show you, bro. We can go. We can cut this podcast short, and I'll show you some moves, bro. I'll show you a little something.
Nah, okay, so.
It was that same night?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was not same night.
Respectful.
It was not same night. But she did stay over and we was chilling. So.
Okay, you think, nice.
You think she was giving you signs that she wants to do it that night?
Okay, so I guess context of this is different now, but she was not able to
in the moment anyways.
Okay.
That's all you gotta say, brother.
She wasn't able to in the moment anyways. And I wasn't gonna like force her.
She told you about it? Or you have her full
this
chart?
Is, no, this is like as of like a couple days ago she revealed to me. Like, So, you know, it didn't happen until like, I guess it was a week later, yeah. About a week.
Okay.
No, it was okay, Thanksgiving night I asked her out and then it took about a week and then it was done.
So how'd you do it?
Yeah, come on, like, bro, give some fucking details. But you're not gonna just blue balls like that.
Yeah, so it was still at my house because
you still had the free crib.
Yeah, I still had the free crib. It was kind of free game and she was just like, "Yo, what are you doing?" It's like nothing. I mean, we had already been hanging out like pretty much every day after we started dating.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I think she was waiting on you this whole time, and you were taking your time with it, which I get.
Stop bringing it up like that. She already makes fun of me enough.
He was doing 360 no scope on her, bro.
Now, I will not lie. You know, my first time, I couldn't really do much else, and it was.
Hold on, brother. We get there. So she hit you up, right?
Yeah. Okay. So she hit me up, and it was just like it was just another hangout, I think. But we eventually end up back in my room and
okay.
I think it just we had already had like obviously I still cuddled with her and I still
right.
We still did a couple
now,
things.
Yeah, now I want to get the microscope. Let's zoom in right here. Okay, yeah. So listen, at the time y'all cuddling and shit, right?
Yeah.
Now that's basic shit right now, right? Because y'all do that often. You said that she slept over before and y'all were just chilling, right?
Yeah.
So now what made this different? Did y'all start kissing and like the heart rate was like 1,000 or what was going on? You know what I'm saying?
It was a bit of just like because we had kissed already at that point and we had already, and I think it was just kind of a both just felt it in the moment. We were both comfortable and we were both like, all right, now. And I think she had just got over all her womanly issues.
That's what I'm saying.
So it was perfect timing. And then, she took more control than me.
That's what I'm saying.
She's
more experienced.
Yes.
You ain't gotta say it like that, bro.
You ain't gotta be like that, Austin. Austin, I'm cool with you right now, bro. I'm very.
Yo, watch out. This man's ready to fight, bro. You wanted to fight somebody? Here we go.
But she took control and low-key, she treated me.
So I'm talking about.
I was good for the.
But like, she made the first move?
I was there for the ride.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, hey, and listen, were those the best 2 minutes? minutes of your life or what,
oh,
brother?
Oh, my gosh. It was the best minute. Nah, I'm playing. I think
Was it everything that you thought it'd be? Or were you like, oh, this is not what I expected?
My hand is better.
Yeah. So, it was a different way to get it done, I guess.
Yeah.
I
was to right. say. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But
for sure.
I'm gonna say it right now. Like, oh, it's amazing. Like, oh, it's amazing. Y'all, come on now. You can't act like it wasn't a good time. So.
Right. For
and,
sure.
And you know, ever since then, it's been steady. It's been straight.
Okay.
I got skin in the game now. I can finally say.
And you know I mean? See. Wait. Let me ask you this. Damn. How do I? I don't wanna.
Just say it, brother.
Just rip the band.
You be eating
man.
Or what?
Oh. That's actually, you know what? That's a good question.
And
bro.
I'm asking that because the boy, last time, my boy didn't have a beard. A boy growing a little
beard. <What is that? laughs>
A boy growing a little beard now.
Yeah,
you know
okay,
what they say.
So you're saying,
so, yeah.
You're right. There was some nutrients on that
face.
The facial hair is
unintentional. But as for that, I have not attempted.
Okay. Hey, we could give. Okay, listen.
You should try for sure.
No, you have.
I'm not saying like
you're not opposed to it. Yeah, no. Good.
So you have two experienced veterans here. You know what I'm saying? Who are fire
yes,
at this?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe we could give him some pointers. Austin, go ahead, take it away, brother. What do you? How do you say he approaches?
Are you talking
Wait, what are you talking
are you talking like we talking like position?
No, he's saying
just
no,
like what are
saying,
you what is, what's
he's saying
advice
you,
are we giving here?
You eating, brother.
Oh,
you
eating.
Yeah.
Jonas, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, oh, like, y'all are that experienced in that category specifically.
Yo, we got
huh?
9 months from now, finna be new episode Jacob being a dad.
Oh, yo, yeah, we're gonna bring it back on, dude. We're gonna bring it back on.
We're gonna bring it back on for that, brother. Yo, hold on. Before we get into that, go turn on the middle one, Austin. So listen, Austin, take it away, bro.
Oh,
give my man
gosh.
Some suggestions. Once he gets there and he decides he wants to do that, how should he approach that, bro? Come on.
Oh, lordy lord. Now, I've had some good and bad experiences. Oh, I'll tell you that right now.
Yep. Hey, we've said it on the podcast before. Y'all gotta go look for those.
I've said it on the podcast before, but... So, if it's bad... And you'll know
how
when
you
it's
fix
bad.
It? How do you fix that situation?
Okay.
You try to get out of there as fast as humanly possible without making her feel bad.
Yeah. Like,
that way. Yeah.
The goal is not to make her feel bad because then you won't actually get anything after, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to still make it so you can still get something after, but just not do that.
So, like, make it a you. Oh, okay. Hold up. Okay.
No. Don't even make it about
you
either.
You have a question? Go ahead. Ask.
So like make it a you issue where it's like, oh, sorry, I can't right now.
No, not that. Just like do something else. Like
the first thing that comes to
get out of that. Okay. I thought you meant like leave the house, bro. I'm like, that's a bit much, man.
No, get out of that.
Okay.
Specific.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, what I would
retreat, soldier. Retreat.
Yeah, retreat.
Get out of there.
What comes to mind right now is like you just like go from there. So just start kissing the legs.
Yeah.
And then like work your way up and then just like start kissing her. You know what I'm saying? Just like
that's a good one.
That is a good approach.
I kind of just thugged it out.
I just thought about that right now, deadass.
That was good.
I thugged it out.
I thugged it out. Yo, listen, brother. Do not thug it out. It will scar you for life from this situation.
I don't want to be too graphic here, dude. My sins be listening to this and they, you know, they be snitching. They be talking to my
mom. Yo, they're
going to
bring it up at the family function.
I'm like, yo, Austin knows how to eat. relax, bro. That is none of your business, bro. What I do is none of your business. How would you do it, Jacob? Like, just from
experience. I can't, bro. Dude, I cannot hear this right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to say stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't talking about, like, the actual, like, movement and everything. I was saying, like...
You see?
Okay,
you can't really...
Okay, listen. The way I think you should approach that is start like the classic. You start kissing her and then just kiss on the way down. Now, she doesn't want... No, because you don't want to do this like kind of like unsolicited.
No.
You don't want to just hop down there, bro. Because sometimes they don't want that or sometimes it might not be like,
But that's what I'm saying. There's other ways to approach just like... You could go from kissing and then use other ways
so I'm saying start kissing your way down slowly, bro. Because then she's gonna know what's about to happen, and if she doesn't want you, she'll like bring you back up. She'll tap you, yo, eject, brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But she allows it, then okay,
and we move on.
And then, dude, this is what I'm gonna say. Just do you, bro. Just do what you think you're supposed to do, and you will learn, brother.
And
you don't need us to tell you.
I will say, because as of right now, Yeah, like I said, you know, this. So I started dating her Thanksgiving. So this podcast, or no, and then I guess it happened only a week afterwards. So it's been about what, a month or so,
a little over a month.
Yeah. So I mean, I could have done this podcast, you know, then, but I kind of had my time to myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm experienced, and I know what I know what I like, and I know what she likes now. So
I
got it down packed. First times are always difficult.
Sketch.
So
yep.
You know, just spend time. I would just say, like, spend time with your partner and just figure each other out. If y'all y'all are both willing to put effort into your relationship, then y'all will figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so far, it's going good.
You just have to listen, bro. Because some girls will tell you what they like and stuff like that. And
yeah.
You just have to just definitely do that. And I would literally say it, be like, yo, what do you like? Like, do you like that shit?
You like that, huh?
Yeah, you just gotta listen.
Hilarious, brother.
Like, you know, as a guy like me, like, I like to pleasure them before I get
Agreed.
Off myself.
Agreed.
So
that's what I'm saying. Hey, yeah,
because I can get off very fast. Like, bro, believe me. Yeah, believe me, bro. Yeah. I can get off fast. Dude. I don't need, dude. No hands, bro. I can do it. I'm doing it right now, bro. Like, but yeah, dude. Like, you just gotta, you know, listen to her and what she likes, and just do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make her feel nice.
And I feel like I'm pretty decent at that.
That's
man.
What's up. So
I'm pretty
like,
decent at that, man. So I'm confident. I'm confident with my game.
And I heard that's you have the I'm equipment saying. As well.
I'm confident with my game.
The boy Lalo okay, be spilling.
Oh, are you packing?
Lalo needed. I don't know what Lalo knows, bro.
Oh, you packing?
Bro? I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know
what he heard. Shout
hold
out,
Lalo.
Jacob,
can you please confirm in the chat that you don't know nothing? Yeah, can you confirm you don't know nothing, bro?
That's fucking hilarious.
Nah, yeah. I don't really know how he might have figured out this information, but
y'all might have pissed next to each other, bro.
He was like, that's what he told me. He's like, dude, I don't know. All I know is Jacob, this is what he did. He's like,
yo, ain't no way. Yo, Lalo, he said, I got everything. I'm an FBI agent. Yo,
he was like, dude, Lalo, Jacob, he got it, bro. I was like, damn.
I don't want to, okay.
Moving away from
won't speak more on that.
Moving away from that, what about relationship wise, bro? How has it been? Like, how have you been, like, managing that? Like,
I've met, like, her parents as like her boyfriend. She's met my family as
Yo,
my girlfriend.
How was that, bro? Take me through that.
Yeah.
Were you nervous or what was it?
It literally was, I dropped her back off after I forget what hangout we had just come from, but we were hanging out and I dropped her back off and it was like late. And it was like, she was like, oh, I don't want you driving home. Let me ask my mom if you could stay the night.
Oh,
ain't no way.
But it would just have been, you know, me sleep in a room and then she sleeps in another room.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they weren't just gonna. So after that night, she went to go ask her mom and her mom was like, she convinced her mom somehow. I don't know how the fuck.
Damn,
that happened.
That's gangster, bro.
But I was able to stay the night and then that morning we woke up, her family went out to go eat and they invited me.
That's what I'm
and so
about.
I was just like, it was just an easy caveat, restaurant. It's a easy environment to be like, oh, so you know, talk about the food a little bit, talk about the restaurant, you know. And then it was a good interaction. Good first interaction.
So she was like, hey, this is my boyfriend, by the way, or what?
I forget how like her mom first like approached, because it was mainly like her mom talking the whole time.
Is this a white woman or what are you talking about?
Her family is Hispanic.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
And
he's not got himself a nice Latina shot, bro. That's what I'm saying.
You're okay. Like part Hispanic as well, right?
There's some
barely
something some in there, brother.
There's something.
I don't know.
Tism.
There, I don't know. Right.
He has more autism or more Hispanic, bro. What are we saying, bro?
But
draw some.
Let me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. He needs a little bit of that right now.
The first interaction, I think it went great. mm-hmm. Her mom just kind of asked me questions and. I guess her mom was also like setting boundaries, be like, yo, I want her home at like this time if there's a work day. Like, don't be tripping on work days. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had, you know, good talks. She was like, what do you want to do with your future? What do, yeah, it was good. I think it was
perfect,
good.
Brother. And yeah, definitely stay.
They
dude.
Fed me, you know, like that's a great sign in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely stay on their right,
on
like
the
yes. on their good side, brother.
Agreed.
Like, follow by the rules,
much.
Bro. Be very kind.
Yeah, low key. And staying over at her house was not really like a was not really like a thing that should have gone down. Nah, low key, I shouldn't have. I felt like it was slight overstep in my boundaries, but I think it all worked out in the end because, you know, I still met them.
And you're not doing that shit every night type shit. So, like, you know, oh, he is? Oh, fuck.
Lord. I literally stayed the night last night, bro.
Oh.
It was literally, I just got tired and fell
asleep. Yeah.
But they wake up, but that's what I'm saying. I'm a month in. I wake up in the morning and say hi to her mom, and she's cool with it. I'm cool with her mom.
You're making eggs in the morning. That's what you're doing.
You can always tell, like, if they're cool with it or if, like, they're kind of tired of it.
I've gotten only positive, interactions from them.
So. Say, capitalize on, like, cool parents, bro. It's very rare that you get, like, cool parents like that. A lot of parents won't let that slide.
I mean, at the same time, though, you know, yes, we're young, but we're also, like, we're adults. We can handle ourselves like adults. So I think it's a bit more of, like, her parents are respecting us as, like, hey, we could do our own things. Like, we're making our own relationships right now. So you trust me to find the right person, I guess.
As parents, you should definitely navigate it just like that, bro. Like, the thing is, if her parents were strict, like, strict as fuck, like, in a bad way, dude, she would still find a way to, like, you know, get out or see you or, like, then, do the same shit that y'all already did,
before,
bro.
I stayed over, I had gone to her house at some point.
That's what I'm saying. It's always gonna happen. It's inevitable, bro.
She was able to sneak me in, and that was
this risky. Is my first time sleeping here.
And guess what? That was
where's your that bathroom? Wasn't even the night.
Where's your bathroom first left?
You already know where it's at, brother.
Okay.
That was.
Hey, can I use that pink towel in there to dry my hands?
Oh no.
That was before I had lost the V card too.
Yeah. Okay.
Being over there. So she snuck me over and, you know, nothing happened. But it was just still, I guess, an interaction of us getting closer, which eventually led to me.
Speaking of that, I just remember, one time when we were younger, so me and my wife, bro, like, we were together when we were 17, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And I snuck her out one day. I was like, yo, come out, bro. Let's go. Yep. Pull it to the crib. You know it was about to go down. Dude. So listen, I got her and I got her out, right? She had a window in her bathroom. So she had her own bathroom in her own room, right? Mm-hmm. And it was ground level, perfect, bro. She had a window in there. So she, like, snuck out and, like, I met her, like, at, like, the neighborhood, like, right next to her house. Mm-hmm. Boom. She pulls up, she gets in. We go to my house. It's been like a solid, hour by the time we get to, like, my house and we're chilling. Yo, things are about to start happening, son. Things about to get lit out of nowhere. Boom, her phone lights up. It's her mom, bro. It's her mom. And then I got to just drive her back and shit. So I think she ended up telling her mom, like, yo, oh, it was the same thing. Oh, I'm just going through things. I was walking through the neighborhood and shit like that.
Just thinking.
That's crazy.
And
I never really thought of that.
But dude, guess what, dude? They ended up screwing her fucking her window shut.
Have mercy. Did they know? Did they know it was you? Like,
So I told her, like, they don't know it was me. So I'm gonna expose it next time I see her. Oh, you remember that one time where y'all screwed her window? Yeah, it was me.
Damn, it was me. That's kind of fucked up.
She wasn't going through shit. I was going through her shit.
That's outrageous. You can't say that. There's no way you're gonna say that, bro. Are you that cool with them? Would you say it like that?
Yeah. I could probably say it.
Okay. That means like you have a good relationship with them. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah. They're pretty cool. They're pretty funny.
They are very cool.
Yeah.
They speak English. Yeah. Surprisingly. Because, you know,
they don't
even the grandma. Her grandma, right? She speaks English too.
Easy to fit into the Hispanic family when her mom also speaks English. And, like, she's a.
When you guys can communicate, like, you guys can both express yourselves, you know?
So. Yeah, but they're still, you know, extremely, you know, Hispanic. So they still do things like. Like, I was making, I was there during New Year's making tamales, bro.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's how you know.
Dude, learn how to make that shit.
I've never made any.
Dude, same.
Dude.
Yo, I made some arroz con leche yesterday, bro. That shit's in the fucking.
You got some, bro?
It's in the fridge, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mix it with.
Mix that with something.
Yo, mix it. Yo, make some rum chata, bro. That's funny, bro.
So you guys were, like, in your, like, lovey-dovey type
it's
things.
The puppy
you guys had matching pajamas. You guys gingerbread houses. Yeah.
And I'm saying it's around the holidays, so I definitely had it.
Austin wishes.
Dude,
he
I'm
was
jealous.
Right now,
like
bro.
I can't even lie to you. I'm hella jealous.
Literally,
I'm
bro. Also very, as soon as you're down
for, I'm very happy for you, brother. Congratulations. Thank you.
He squeezed my hand really hard just then. He wanted to hurt me.
Oh my god.
He squeezed my hand extremely.
Yo, Austin,
hard.
What else we got, brother?
We got the GTA, brother.
Oh
no, hold on.
Are we gonna talk about that or not?
It's the alcohol. I'm not laughing.
Yeah,
so there's that, and then there's the cyber, and then
oh man, that's some tough topics.
Yeah, and then the last one is the family.
They're
all very on the downside.
Okay.
Of things type thing.
We can. I don't know. Yo, anybody in the chat got anything they want us to hear us talk about, bro? Any questions for my man Jacob, bro? Because we have other topics, but they're kind of fucking wild. Bro, I was there for the Cybertruck. Yo, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, Lalo.
He's
in Vegas. Lalo's in Vegas.
It was in Vegas.
It was in Vegas. I think he's in Cali now.
He's in California
man,
now with his. Yeah,
that
with
man
his.
Gone as hell right now. Yo, shout out Lalo.
He gone, bro.
It's noon over there right now, bro. 12:30.
Yo, tell that's me about crazy. It, Lalo. What the hell, bro?
Nah, yeah, he said. I asked him. I was like, you see hella police? He was like, yup, it's crazy.
Hell no.
Was that was an intentional explosion?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think so,
I didn't really
bro.
Hear much about it.
They were both related. The guy that planned that bomb was also like the guy that, or no, sorry. Yeah. So that guy that planned the bomb, right?
Yeah.
He was in the military. And so was the other guy, the guy that drove the truck on New Orleans.
We're talking about the Cybertruck right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about this, brother.
Yeah, so.
Changing subjects.
So the guy that was driving the truck in New Orleans, he was also they were both in the same military. Like, they're both related.
Oh, like in the same
that's kind of
they both had,
the
same plan, basically,
bruh,
was to basically be a terrorist type shit.
Oh, my. We're about to be restricted,
brother. Apparently, there's, videos of this one girl that, like her body's just fucked up. Like, it's like
from the New Orleans.
The New Orleans one. Like, it's just like, you know, like it's very graphic type shit. I haven't seen
it. Yeah, I saw some of the videos on Twitter.
I wanted to look
bro.
At it just
what's going
I'm
on with the world
drunk.
Right now, bro?
Dude, I don't know. They're
dude,
do you
know
okay, but do you think it's actually like a terrorist threat, or do you think it's just like people being? I think it's just people being stupid, bro.
No.
At that
you
point,
think this is
bro,
put together,
this
is bro?
No, listen, bro. If it's intentional and you hurt that much people, it's definitely.
I don't know how much you know about this, but this guy. You think he was just drunk and he was just running over people?
Nah, I think he was just a psycho, bro.
It was loud.
You're saying it's like a group. You think this was put together?
Yeah, because
it doesn't have to be a group. No. It could just be one person. One person can connect.
But it's
at least
it
was definitely intentional. I'm not saying
guys,
it wasn't
though,
intentional.
The guy in Las Vegas was also, like I said, they were both in the same military
same,
base.
Yo, what I was gonna say is that dude.
You know it was in Georgia too. Actually, it was Fort Bragg, Georgia.
What?
The military base.
Oh, Fort
that
Bragg?
They went to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's in Georgia.
Oh, shit. Dude, what I was going to say is that you know what's crazy, bro? Like, those people were... I think it was New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, those people were literally celebrating.
Having the time of
and they did not know. This was my last day on this fucking earth, bro. Imagine just like...
You're
and it comes
celebrating.
Out of nowhere.
You're celebrating for the continuation of your year, like of your life. And
like, this is
die.
About to be lit, 2025, bro. They
that's
didn't get
terrible,
there.
Man.
Dude, that's kind of fucking insane, bro. I remember, when I was young, right? This is the first time I experienced like kind of like death or something like that. Mm. I used to live in some apartments. I must have been probably like 12. Mm. I would
dang,
say,
dang, bro, you're literally about to describe what I like. Also, a similar experience.
Oh, really? Yeah. Dude, you could say it after this, bro. Right. I was like 12 years old, bro. My brothers were like 7 and 8, maybe something like that. Outside of my apartment, there's some lady, some like she was probably like 48, 40 something. You know, she was pulling out of the apartments, and then some dude like on the opposite side that was coming this way, I think he lost control, maybe was like distracted or something, but like he ended up losing control of his car and the car like jumped over like the median and hit her straight on, bro. Dang, she had no fault. She was just leaving somewhere, dead on impact, bro.
She died.
Dead on impact, bro. Like a random day, you know what I'm saying? If she would have just like lost her keys.
And you were just like looking out a window?
So listen.
Or you were...
We were near the entrance. I think we were at the pool or something. I don't know, but we were like near there and we ended up hearing it. So like a whole bunch of people like ran like to the front of the neighborhood and we all saw that. And like eventually, like obviously everybody's being nosy and shit. You just stay there for a while. eventually the paramedics came and we knew she was dead when like, well, first of all, nobody came out the car.
Yeah.
And then like they all put like big
tape, maybe
sheets.
Okay.
Blankets. Yeah. So they do that. So when they carry her body out, like obviously there's hella people watching. They don't want everybody to see like whatever the fuck. And you can just see like, cause you can still kind of see the shadow. You can see them like carrying the body up. Yeah,
whoa, that's eerie, bro.
So, bro,
that's so scary.
One of the cops. So it was me, my two brothers, and my dad. Mm. Dude, one of the cops got so mad that my dad like allowed my brothers to be there. He was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, having
he's like,
kids
"Those are kids there. Yeah. You know what the fuck is going on?" Dude, he was so mad. My dad was like, "He didn't even understand what was going on." This man didn't even know.
Right.
Now he definitely understood, but like, yeah, it was a crazy experience. I was like, "Damn, bro!" Like, I put it together in my head. I was like, "Dude, she didn't even know. Like, that was the last day. It was just a random day. She's probably going to the grocery store, and then boom, lights out, bro."
I know, bro.
Dude, what about you?
Yo, yeah, you said you started off with like apartments 12. That's exactly what happened. So like I was I had moved away 1 year for like 7th grade. And we moved to an apartment up in a new area, you know, I don't know nobody up here.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful year already for me. And this was, I think it was 2017. And y'all remember it snowed that 1 year in Georgia?
It was like middle school for us though.
Yeah. I was in middle school.
Oh shit!
I was in 7th grade. Y'all remember it snowed like 2017.
It must have been like a little bit of snow.
2017,
it was
2018.
A big snow, like
I know what you're talking about.
There was just like there was a good bit of snow outside, and it was just like it was a fun time, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
this was one of those times, bro. Listen, real quick, side story, bro. I remember that because it was like 2017. I was whipping my car. I ended up spinning because of all the fucking snow.
No, bro. Because that would have been like when you first got your car, huh?
Yeah, around there, some type shit. Yeah. All right. Anyways, going.
Nah, yeah, it was just like, it's so random, I guess, when you experience that, because like, it was, my grandfather had passed away.
Ah, shit.
And it was just like, my dad came out and told me, he was like, yo, it's like, because he was already in the hospital, so it was already, I guess, kind of expected, or no, sorry, he had been to the hospital, but he was just at home, and it was a random day. We already knew, you know, he was struggling, but then it hit, and it was just like, dang.
It's just old age type?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
I mean,
crazy. You bring that up, brother.
He had gone through like, you know, he had problems with his lungs because he was a smoker all his life.
Okay.
Abby.
So,
dude, I guess we're here.
I guess we're here. We're gonna talk about it. Good segue, Jacob.
Segue, brother.
Listen,
we actually had this, you know.
I know.
In our
I saw the list and I was like, all right, what can I say? Anyways,
well, it's funny. My grandpa's in the hospital right now. He had a stroke. Apparently his blood pressure was like 208. Now, I don't know what's a normal blood pressure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone can remind me. I know, but 208 sounds kind of high. It's pretty high. Apparently, the doctors were like, yo, what the hell? Like, what are you doing here alive right now, brother? But yeah, right now he's in there. They're trying to like figure out like the situation. Like, is he going to go back to Mexico? Because he can't. He has to stay here and, you know, recover. He can't be moving. He has to be in the bed. And apparently he woke up. And he was like, yo, what the... Like, he has no recollection of what happened to him. He was like, yo, what am I doing here? Like, why am I in the hospital right now? Type shit. And I went to go visit him. I didn't get to see him because my mom was like, yo, if you want to go see him, like, you have to help him. Oh, that camera's out. Do you want me to turn it on or something?
Shit.
No, that's the one that shouldn't run out, bro.
Nah, fuck it. We're good. We got the middle one. Okay, we got that one.
So let me talk to this one, I guess. Anyways, yeah, so I went to go see him and not that I couldn't, I just didn't want to because, I'm going to let you know, my mom was like, yo, if you want to go see him, you have to help him, you got to help him pee.
Oh, you didn't want
to
see all that.
I was like, you know what, mom? Didn't come to be traumatized. I was not traumatized by death. Apparently, you have to like
seeing
hold
like
it.
Where you come from.
I think I'm pretty sure.
But like that, you're like holding your my past.
Be like, yo,
history.
Be like, yo, grandpa. By the way,
the creator.
Mine's bigger.
By the way, grandpa. I think I got my other grandpa's because what the fuck going on with you, bro? Like, this is... Whoa. I need two hands for this. Anyways. I was like, bro, I did not come here to be traumatized, mom. Like, if I were to do that, I would need to, you know, check in myself to another room for the freaking... I would have to... I'm going to be in the hospital myself because of all the trauma, bro.
Yo,
like, nah, brother. But, psychiatric like, you know, bro. I hope he gets better soon. I think he's doing better.
That's good. That's
he's doing better.
Praise him, man.
What's somebody say he is?
He's my drinking buddy, bro. Like, he's always... I would never, I never thought we'd be drinking together, and it's so amazing to drink with my grandfather.
Yeah.
He only, mainly, not only, but mainly, his thing is mezcal, dude. He's a, you know, he's straight from the motherland, brother. He only drinks mezcal.
Yeah, and with the so scorpion funny. In it, brother.
I don't know if you're allowed to bring that over, like,
you are,
they
brother.
Came from Mexico.
You are.
You're allowed to bring it over.
Hell
to
yeah, dude.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't think
he brought some bottles.
I think one of my homies brought some nice liquor from like out of state. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think they knew that. So the thing, what they did, they had like Patron tequila bottle. They, you know, probably finished that, and then they just dumped in mezcal in there. So they kind of disguised it as Patron. And they also put wine bottle. Like they had a wine bottle. It wasn't wine. It was just mezcal in there, type shit. But
wait,
yeah,
mezcal
like,
is? Oh, you're talking about mezcal specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Like, mezcal is like.
Nah, but I didn't know that was illegal to transport.
No, I don't. It's I don't not, know either. I guess it's not no, it's right. Not, no, but maybe no. I guess they didn't know my grandparents.
They
so
tripping.
They just
they
like
just extra
like just to be yeah, safe. Yeah, just to be it. Safe, they just dumped out the Patron bottle and they filled it up. Oh, not dump it out. They probably drank it, right?
Yeah, they probably finished that.
And
bottle.
And then they, you know, they just filled it up with mezcal.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, sense. He just that's all he likes to drink. And I drink that just because of him.
Yeah.
That shit hits though too much.
I be drinking. I went up to go see my like one of my grandfathers in Michigan. And he be drinking, he's got Irish descent, so we be drinking like some Guinness.
Guinness,
yeah, some
Guinness.
Stout,
brother. Some stout beers, you know, so it is a funny, drinking with family is a funny interaction, or I guess like getting faded with family is crazy.
It's different.
I guess like, cause growing up, you know, you can't really
it's very strict.
You can't be a part of that group that's getting like faded, and then now that you're here, and you're kind of just like, whoa, they're good with it now.
They'll roast you for not drinking
crazy.
Enough, bro.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Fucking, did I raise
exactly.
up, bitch?
Oh, God, bro. Yo,
that's funny, bro.
Nah, it's crazy, cause like, I think for me at least, like my family's more on the strict side. Like there was like no alcohol, and if there was any, it was just like beers, and it was like no one's like getting fucked up off of beers. Like the most someone would drink back then was probably like two beers. But now, like I don't know what's going on. They must be going through stuff or something. But now they just be drinking.
Oh my gosh, I've been to a good amount of weddings as of. Well, I guess I went to a good amount of weddings last year. And yeah, it was just like, my mom was like, oh, you're not driving. You're not doing anything. So go ahead.
Go
do
ahead.
Do what you want.
So having,
whenever you get the go ahead from family, it's the craziest
thing. It's like one of the best feelings ever. Like, yes.
I know, yeah. Like, when
let me show you what I'm made of. Let me show
and then
you
I'm
Austin.
Literally just there, just like,
let me show you.
And slurring to my mom, and I'm just
oh,
like, this
you're
is
saying
crazy.
The N-word and shit?
Not slurring.
Racial slurs, bro?
Let me see. Let's hear it, bro. Hey, what's your favorite racial slur?
Let's go ahead. Let's go. Let's go ahead and go down the line with the rest of it. Let me go first.
My internet career is cooked.
That's
funny.
Crazy. Let me go first.
But like, you know, I'm always.
Nah, that's outrageous. Okay, we can stop there.
Yeah, let's stop it there.
We're not going any further.
Exactly. No more.
We're not going any
no
further.
No less.
We're not
all right, that's it.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, I also had a grandfather story, but mine's a little more different than, I guess, both of you. I actually, when my grandfather passed away, I felt nothing. I felt just like a normal day.
How
I was like,
ah,
damn.
How close were you with him?
It's probably because you weren't close with him.
Yeah, I wasn't that close. I mean, yeah, I wasn't that close. I saw him here and there. I did love him and shit like that. But like, I feel like death, I haven't had that shit hit me, bro. It better be like, yeah, I think for it to hit me, it got to be like my brother, my dad,
my
mom.
Because it's something like, you know, you're so when you especially when it's somebody you're close with, because you're so used to that person being there. So when it's just like, oh, that person is literally not here. It's the same as like when I lost my dog. It was like I would come home and expect to see my dog there. And he's just like,
yo, Austin, why are you laughing?
I'm yo, like not even paying attention. I look up and I see your face. Really?
I'm not laughing.
Really, bro?
Yo.
God.
Why are you laughing, Austin?
Austin, there's been a couple digs this episode.
He was staring at me. He was
there's been a couple digs this episode. I do
hold
not
on,
appreciate
hold on. These cameras are off right now, dude. I need to turn them on, bro. I have to turn them on.
I did not appreciate none of that, man.
Dude, it's because I looked up at Austin.
Y'all are fucked up.
No,
it's okay. Y'all are fucked up, bro.
Got enough. that was wild, brother.
Nah, but okay. So yeah, I guess just how you process losses and stuff.
That is true.
It's if you're close with someone and you're just used to like seeing someone or seeing.
Yeah, their presence. Seeing,
yeah, having that presence there. Just when it's like gone, it's like.
Yeah, I haven't yet to experience that. But like I said, like my grandfather, I didn't feel nothing. So I was like, oh, damn, yeah. he's not here. Like, damn, that's.
So you felt bad because you didn't feel bad. Did you? Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, fuck, am I supposed to feel worse? Like, but I don't.
Should I give a fuck about my grandpa dying right now? Like,
dude, okay, like, listen, brother. Is this a fucked up thing to do? Let me know. Let me know in the chat. I used it as an excuse to get out of work, brother.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? That's valid. Well, valid. That's something
even though
I
didn't
do.
Feel bad, I was like, hey, my grandpa just died. Like, I think I'm going to need the day off.
What'd you do that day?
I was fucking chilling, brother.
I would do that if I had the hours, like PTO. I would definitely do that.
Dude, shit.
Dude, for real.
Because so I got to get paid at least. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, bro, that was definitely interesting.
Oh, it's Jacob. You got me dying. Dude,
this man. You got me dying. Yeah, this man is fucked up, bro.
Dude, no. I promise you, it was him. Like, he was just staring at me. Like,
that's going
like,
to end up on the IG, brother. No. That's fucking hilarious, brother. All right, I think that was good, bro.
You're going to post a compilation of him laughing at my dog every single time I bring it up.
My
bro.
Dog died and just fucking dying.
I'm sure he was a very good dog.
Yes,
good boy.
He will. I'm going to show you pictures and videos later, and you're going to feel bad about it.
I am going to feel bad. All right,
here we go. That's it, brother. That was an episode. Here we go. That was fucking fantastic. Like Jacob, you did a fucking great job. You're actually one of my favorite guests, like recent, bro. That. This shit is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Hey, it's a good time when you come, bro. Yo, thank you all for watching. All the people in the fucking live, Lalo, shout out.
Appreciate y'all being here. Shout out
all the people on YouTube, bro. Thank you guys for being here. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast, bro. Tune in
all of them. Check it out
every single Wednesday. All right, thank you guys. We're out. Peace. All right, thank sick. You.